let's go back just a little bit. Tell me about heartmath.org.
Well, HeartMath, we're basically a research and educational organization. And for the last 20 years, we've been doing very rigorous scientific research on the role of the human heart and how that can help us make better decisions, increase our performance, and help people recover from a wide range of health challenges.
The heart itself, it sometimes acts like a brain. Does it? You know, and when people say, you know, I'm in love with you, they hold their heart and things like that. Is it truly an emotional center, doctor?
Well, actually it is, and I don't mean this metaphorically. You mentioned we think with our heart sometimes, and what the research is showing is that that's absolutely true. In fact, there's a new field called neurocardiology that's had quite profound influences on medical thinking in recent years. And what they've discovered is that the heart, in fact, the human heart does have a very complex intrinsic nervous system that's been dubbed the heart brain. And this isn't a metaphor. I mean, all the neurons and the way they're wired together in the human heart literally act as a little functional brain. And these neurons have both short and long-term memory and a lot of features that just like the neurons in our brain.
That's amazing. Now, do you think the heart sends information to your big brain, in the head?
Oh, there's no question of that. And what I'm about to say is might surprise you, excuse me, George, but sure. It's been known since the late 1800s, and the primary nerves that connect the heart and brain is called the vagus nerves, two of them. They're very large nerves, and about over 3,000 fibers in each one. And these nerves carry information both ways, from the body up to the brain and the brain down to the body, of course. And we all know and think about how when we say a dog jumps out of an alley or a near car accident, how our heart jumps in our chest and we have the pit feeling in the pit of our stomach and all these kinds of things. Well, that's the brain sending information down to the heart and body. But in the vagus nerves, 90% of those nerves are carrying information from the body to the brain. And the vast majority of those are quite literally coming from the heart and cardiovascular system. So in reality, the heart sends more information to the brain than the brain sends down to the heart and body. And those signals that the heart sends upstairs profoundly affect brain function and our perception, our reaction times, and a wide range of mental capabilities.
People sometimes will say, well, you know, he died of a broken heart. I've seen cases where someone dies and their dog dies sometime thereafter.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Does that really happen? I mean, can somebody who loses someone that they're so in love with literally die of a broken heart?
Oh, absolutely. That's well documented that people, especially older people, when a spouse dies, that within the next year that their chances of also passing are much higher. And there's even a medical syndrome called broken heart syndrome.
I mean, what is it? Is it the brain going to the heart, or is it the heart going to the brain when something like that happens?
It's actually both, in my opinion. You know, the heart and brain are so interconnected that it's really hard to separate them.
Yeah.
It just is. That's just the way we're wired. So when we, like you mentioned, when we say I love you, we never say I love you with all my head, do we?
Or my feet.
Right, exactly. And we put our hand over our hearts and these kinds of things because we do sense and we do feel the sense of especially positive emotions, love, care, forgiveness, these things in the area of the heart. And it's all kind of related to that. It's also, the heart was reclassified back in the 1980s to be part of the hormonal system with the discovery that the heart actually is a gland that secretes hormones. And I won't go into all of that, but a wide range of them have now been identified that are secreted by the heart. The most recent one is oxytocin. And you may know, George, that's what the media likes to call the love hormone or the bonding hormone.
Okay.
So the heart's secreting as much oxytocin as the brain.
And when it is, it affects you in all different ways. Yet you've also looked at something else, the geomagnetic fields of the planet and how it affects people's health.
Right, and actually what we were talking about the human heart is related to that topic. So we're really taking the research we've discovered about the energetics, or I'll call it the energetic heart. For example, the heart radiates the largest magnetic field in the human body, And I'm not talking about an aura here. I'm talking about a literal magnetic field that we can measure very reliably with scientific instrumentation. So the heart radiates a field that's quite strong, and with today's equipment can be measured out to just under 3 feet from the body. It goes farther than that. That's just the sensitivity of the equipment. And we also know that our nervous systems are exquisitely tuned into those fields. So we can literally measure an energetic communication occurring between people farther than our scientific instruments can measure. In other words, our nervous systems are very tuned into these fields. And then we've also shown that what we're feeling, our emotion, you know, whether we're frustrated and upset or in a happy kind of, you know, peaceful state, modulates or encodes information on those fields. So basically the magnetic field that the heart's radiating can affect those in our environment, you know, whether we're conscious of it or not. And most people have had that experience, you know, when you visit somebody, this house or something, and even before you catch their body language cues or anything like that, you just have that sense, that feeling that maybe something's not right.
Yeah.
Then you find out, sure enough, you know, they just had an argument or something, bad news. You know, in other cases, it's really good to be, feels really good to be around certain people. You know, just there's just an energetic environment. So what we're really talking about in terms of the Earth and its magnetic fields is very similar to that, just taking it from the living room example to the global scale.
Well, you know, and there have been cases, too. I tried to ask a guest of mine last week, and he couldn't come up with an answer to this, that, you know, some days you feel great. Other days you feel a little sluggish, a little groggy. You just don't feel right. There's no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
You ate right. You took your vitamins. I mean, you did everything. You just felt out of kilter a little bit. Could that be because of the geomagnetic fields?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we did a study last year where we involved the Global Coherence Initiative that we're talking about tonight has a lot of members. Anybody can join and be a member for free and learn about all the science and participate. But last year, 1,600 of the members of the Global Coherence Initiative participated in a research study, largest study like this ever done by far that I know of. And what they basically did is we had a survey that we would randomly send out every couple days a week to all the different members. So every day was covered. And the people all over the world participated. And we did this over a six-month period. So there were thousands of responses and a survey they filled out where we had these different individuals track their physical symptoms, their level of fatigue, their anxiety level, mental confusion, their well-being, those kinds of things. And we found a definite correlation between a number of the geomagnetic measures and solar indicators with all those measures. We measured more than I mentioned. So in other words, when the geomagnetic field is disturbed, the solar wind speeds up or disturbed, these kinds of things, we feel more fatigued, more anxious, and more mentally confused. And our positive feelings take a dive, you know, our well-being and our good type feelings.
And I am finding that when that happens, it's done almost en masse.
It is en masse, yes. This is a planetary scale events we're talking about here.
So when you say, God, why does everybody seem to be so upset? Or why does everybody seem to be so happy? It's happening to all of us at the same time, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. So there are a number of correlations with this. And one of those, hospital admissions, heart attacks, a number of other health indicators, depression, mental confusion, I already mixed. But an interesting one is traffic accidents also kind of correlates and rides along with the geomagnetic disturbances.